Der fantastische Gus Dapperton mit Prune, you talk funny. And I don't know, I'm not sure if he's talking funny. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing good. You're not talking funny.
Oh, maybe a little funny. I feel like my lingo is a little funny. Sometimes I say words that people don't usually say in normal conversation. I usually say the word humor, and it basically, I just say it for anything, like, oh, that's humor.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
I don't know. I kind of just use it for anything, just to describe.
Not just for good things?
Yeah, it could be for bad things, too. It just kind of describes something that's unusual, I guess. Yeah.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Maybe it's working out in German as well. Humor. No, it's not working. That sounds strange. Also, Gas redet auch manchmal komisch. Sagt er hat nämlich zum Beispiel so eine Redewendung, dass er für alles gerne das Wort Humor benutzt. Das funktioniert jetzt im Deutschen nicht so gut, aber hat er anscheinend. Also auch er redet lustig. So, Gas, you're gonna play tomorrow here in Berlin. Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward?
Yes, I'm looking. I'm very excited for it. Usually a lot of my friends from back home come out and visit us, and they happen to be visiting us in this city, so I'm really excited to just see all them.
New York friends come to Berlin to see you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just some of my good friends. Yeah, they always try to make a trip out whenever we're in Europe, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then party hard?
A little bit. Yeah, maybe tonight too, but nothing too crazy.
The thing is, you're pretty young. You're young. You're in the best age to like go on tour, have superpower, to go on stage and do your stuff, and afterwards do party. You're a party kind of guy, right?
Yeah, usually.
Usually.
Yeah.
But it's makeable. Some singers are totally into no partying after shows and before and stuff because of the voice and stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't care. Your voice don't care.
No, I am cautious of my voice. Like, I won't smoke, pre-rolled, like, Marlboro Red cigarettes. But, I mean, that's as much, like, caution as I'll take. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I do care about my voice. So I always warm up and drink tea and...
You know, some people are blessed with their voice. They don't have to, like, care a lot about it.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, also er wird auf jeden Fall Besuch bekommen. Da kommen nämlich so ein paar Freunde auch normalerweise, wenn er in Europa unterwegs ist und besuchen ihn so aus New York. Und er ist jetzt heute schon da, morgen spielt er dann im Lido. Und da wird dann auf jeden Fall auch noch gefeiert, weil kann er. Und er ist jetzt auch nicht so jemand, der so doll auf seine Stimme aufpassen muss. Deswegen kann es durchaus sein, dass man ihn noch trifft. What's your preferred club to go out here in Berlin?
I actually haven't been able... We've been to Berlin two times, but I haven't been able to go out after just because we have to leave right away. But I mean, I've been trying to go to Berghain, but we're never here on a Sunday, so
yeah, that's a pity. Tomorrow is not a good day to go to Berghain. Let me in. So maybe next time you have to plan that more well.
Yeah, maybe next time. But tonight I'm doing a little DJ set at Soho House, just like a couple of my friends.
Look at this.
Yeah, so that should be fun tonight.
Is that a second passion to do DJ stuff? Do music?
I wouldn't say it's a passion of mine, but it's definitely a hobby that I love to do. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Also neben dem Sänger und Songwriter sein, ist es dann auch noch das DJen, was er gut kann oder was er gerne macht. So ein kleines Hobby, das er heute Abend dann auch im Soho House ausüben wird. So now we listen to a song from your new album, which is out on the 19th of April.
Yes.
19th of April. What the album title is about, we talk about the song afterwards. World Class Cinema. Wir hören jetzt World Class Cinema von Gus Dapperton hier auf Flux FM. World Class Cinema von Gus Dapperton hier auf Flux FM, der auch bei mir im Studio sitzt. Hello again.
Hey.
So, your new album is coming out next month and it's called Where Poly People Go to Read. Mm-hmm. What's the title about?
It's kind of like a long story, but I'll just like give it a short one. Basically, I'm just describing poly people as open-minded people. People that maybe I could congregate with to share ideas and collaborate with, the people I'd like to surround myself with. And they derived from these little drawings I made growing up that were sort of like ambiguous, like alien beings. And I kind of just, you know, imagine I would live in a world inside my own mind with these people. So basically the album title means where these people come together to share ideas. And it means like this album is for those people, the open-minded people.
All right. You know what? I can't go along with the word poly. So I translated it and it gave me something like politician people.
Yeah.
Politics people.
So it was supposed to be poly with one L, but just meaning like many, like of many different colors, like polychromatic or many different beliefs, like polytheistic.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked up poly people and I think it can also relate to people with polio or something, the sickness. Mm-hmm. So I just added in another L.
All right.
Yeah.
Crazy story about that.
Yeah.
Also, es ist tatsächlich nicht so, wie ich dachte, weil ich habe Polly gegoogelt und das wird wie der Name Polly geschrieben und das heißt eigentlich auch politische Menschen so, aber damit meint er sie gar nicht, sondern er, die Polly People in Gus Steppertons Kopf sind quasi die Leute, die eben genauso zugetragen sind oder Menschen wie er auch, offene Leute, die zusammenkommen und mit denen er auch rumhängt und das sind eben die, er hat sich vorgestellt, wo diese Menschen rumhängen und lesen. Ich habe das jetzt echt sehr umständlich erklärt. The translation was really bad, but I guess the people got it. So, and I, the style of your record is like, where are your influences? Because of 60s, 70s and 80s stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up on like all different types of things and I don't try to think of one type of genre or style when I'm making music. Like ever since I started expressing myself in this way, you know, like as a singer, portraying like personal things on records, I just decided to just kind of block everything out of my head and just make music like straight from my heart. So kind of just whatever I hear in my head, I just put down on paper and in my computer. Yeah. So
is it a generational thing? Because I think you're a millennial. Is it the right way? Yeah. The millennial thing that it doesn't matter where it comes from, the influences, or put it all together and mix it up?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely there's like been enough music coming from those places where I think people are learning that, you know, maybe that's how you should make music, like truthfully from your heart, as opposed to back in the day where, you know, bands would try to emulate other bands because they like the sound. I mean, people do that now, but I think it's exponentially grown music in general so much in the last 10, 20 years that now it's, you know, kind of like that.
Ja, also die Einflüsse von ihm sind natürlich aus allen Äras der Musikgeschichte, aber er nimmt das halt alles zusammen und eigentlich ist es das, was er macht, einfach nur das, was aus ihm rauskommt. Jetzt habe ich dann auch mal gefragt, ob das so ein Millennial-Ding ist, dass man da gerne was zusammenmischt, beziehungsweise auch einfach so diese ganzen Einflüsse zusammenfasst und da überhaupt gar kein Aufheben drum macht, woher es denn genau kommt und das ist schon so ein bisschen so, dass weil eben die Musikindustrie und die Musikszene so gewachsen ist in den letzten 20 oder 10 oder 20 Jahren, dass das halt eben irgendwie einfach so ein natürlicher Fluss ist, wie die Musik geht. So I read about you that you like the color yellow.
Yeah, I like the color yellow.
I always wonder how I don't have a favorite color or so. How do you feel? How do one feel what the favorite color is?
I mean, for me, I've actually, like, it's not my favorite color anymore, but I'll go through these phases of, like, very extreme, passionate, like, color charts that I'm obsessed with. And, like, you know, I was going through one phase where, like, the primary color yellow was something I was really obsessed with. Nowadays, I really like chartreuse, which is more of, like, a green highlighter yellow.
Oh.
So it really just has to do with the shades and like what I'm drawn to. I also like a red magenta right now.
Pinkish.
And, yeah,
like your hair is right now.
And like a soft like lavender purple.
Uh-huh.
So
like the soft colors, not
Yeah, well it depends. Like the highlighter one isn't very soft. It's like more neon, but it just kinda I don't know.
Ja.
Phases.
Ja, and it's switched, ja. Also tatsächlich ist es ein Mensch, der sehr viele Lieblingsfarben hat. Es war mal gelb, es ist tatsächlich jetzt nicht mehr so. Jetzt ist es eher so ein bisschen in die hellgrüne und auch so ein bisschen in die violette Richtung. Verrückt, verrückt. So, and I read that you still have a fake ID.
Yeah, I do. I actually have given it to
a friend of mine. No.
Yeah.
Are you in Europe or what?
No. What? Back in the States. Okay. So I had. I lived an hour and a half outside New York City, and I would go in a lot and try to get into the clubs with my older friends. So I got a European set of like three fake IDs. One was a driving permit. One was a driving license, and then I had a backup one, and they were incredible, and they worked every time. And so, like, since I was 17, I have been using those, but I've given all of them away to friends in need back in the States.
Mm. But this is a thing in the US, right? Because you're, I mean, you have to be 21 to anything and to go anywhere.
Yeah, so. Especially in New York City, like, you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes and all that, so,
Yeah, but it works with a German license. With a German,
it's just a European. I said I was from the UK. And
okay, yeah, nice.
Sometimes throw out an accent is pretty bad, but
no one cares.
Yeah.
Also er hat tatsächlich noch ein Fake-ID. Das ist nämlich so eine Sache in den USA natürlich, weil die Kids erst mit 21 erwachsen sind. Er ist noch keine 21 und die hat er jetzt auch weggegeben. Also so eine irgendeine europäischen Führerschein hat er weggegeben, aber hat ganz gut funktioniert, weil in Amerika, da darf man ja nichts machen mit 21. So, but you can party hard here in Berlin and tomorrow we're gonna do that together with you at Lido. What we're gonna expect?
Very high energy. Lots of jumping and screaming and really sweaty and lots of fun.
And new songs, right? Because your album isn't out yet.
Yeah, the three singles off the new album as well. We're definitely playing all those.
Nice, nice. So, und ihr könnt dabei sein. Also Gus Dapperton morgen, da wird's auf jeden Fall schwitzig und man kann sehr viel hüpfen. Und es gibt natürlich auch neue Songs von der Platte, die noch nicht mal raus ist. Und wenn ihr dabei sein möchtet, dann bitte jetzt einfach anrufen. 030 2000 9000. Und dann habt ihr vielleicht gleich Lena an der Leitung und seid dann auf der Gästeliste morgen Abend im Lido bei Gus Dapperton. So, wish you all the best and good fun here in Berlin.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, come back soon.
Yes, definitely.
We listened to a song of your new album and it's called Fill Me Up Anthem.
Dope.